flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us as well. We are in New Orleans leading up to Super Bowl 59, which you can hear right here on WIP and the Odyssey app. You got to listen to Merrill and Mike for the Super Bowl.
Come on.
Come on. So, at what do they call media night now? They call it?
Opening night.
So, Roger Goodell had something to say on the perception that the refs are favoring the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what he had to say. Well, first the Goodell sound, then the Seth sound. So
maybe we can take a phone call.
Yeah, we're going to take a phone call, and then we'll get back to it. Tim in South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tim? I can't get...
Hello?
Yeah, Tim, are you there?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on WIP. What's up, Tim?
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, guys, this is going to be a quick call. So I have a little tradition, and when I go to Eagles games, I walk in. The first thing I do is I go to the WIP tent. I look at ESP and I tell him he sucks. And every time I do that, the Eagles win. So
oh.
I'm here for one reason and one reason only. ESP, you suck. You
there we
absolutely
go.
Suck.
There we go.
Go Birds. And great to talk to you guys. Have a good one.
That is the best call we've ever had.
If you want to, I like their chances.
Yeah, if you just want to tell ESP sucks, you can call the WIP.
Well, you have to have a good winning record in doing it.
Well, you never know. We might need more of them.
Point.
Yeah. You think that guy really meant it?
Oh yeah, I've heard him. Yeah.
I actually do think he means it, but I also think he likes you.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
That's how everyone gets.
Yeah. All right. Here is Roger Goodell on last night. On the refs.
It's a ridiculous theory for anyone who might take it seriously. But at the end of the day, it's something we always have to continue to work on. How do we make our officiating better?
And then here's what Seth Joyner had to say on the WIP Morning Show today about the very same thing. We're just going to sit in the silence.
Oh, man.
Seth sounds fired up.
Now we're just waiting. Okay, here it is.
I mean, it's right there for everybody to see. I talked about it. During the Texans game, and I tweeted it not only the NFL, I tweeted it the NFL officiating. It's getting ridiculous now because it's getting to the place now where they're not even trying to hide it, and that's just wrong. It has to be fair and balanced, but you know what? As a team, as a player, you can't complain about it. You just have to figure out a way to remove yourself from those situations. But, hey, listen, when there's smoke, there's fire. If it consistently happens, again and again and again and again, then there's something there. And as what the Eagles have to do is not allow themselves to be put in those situations where the referees can give the Chiefs an advantage. They are going to New Orleans, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to have to play against two teams. They're going to have to beat the Chiefs, but they're going to have to also beat the referees.
Can I say, and I'm not saying about, this is not, I'm not saying Seth is psychotic. I'm saying this idea that people have talked themselves into, that the refs are cheating for the Kansas City Chiefs, is a psychotic idea. First of all, if they were going to cheat for a team, they would cheat for a team that was in a major market, not Kansas City, not market 38 or whatever.
The Jets would have been a lot better.
The Jets or the Rams or the 49ers for the Eagles for that matter. Second, the NFL has so much more to lose than to gain by cheating for one team when sports betting is a massive partner of the NFL and most of its teams. If people were to find out that the league was manipulating results then all that entire industry goes down the tubes, because you have to. The only way that gambling exists is if you believe that the results are legitimate.
Yeah.
If you don't, then it's wrestling. Then you're. It's just like, we have to, as sports fans, grow up and be adults. And just because things don't go your way, or though, it doesn't mean people are cheating you or have some scheme. The Chiefs are a great team that probably get the benefit of the doubt on some calls because they're great. But that is no different than any other great team in the history of sports. Ike said this the other day. A great pitcher might get a little bit of a that's been hammering the strike zone all day long, might get an inch on the outside of the plate that another player might get. Michael Jordan might get a call that another player is not going to get, but that doesn't mean you're playing against the refs, and it doesn't mean that there's anything untoward. It's just sort of how sports go. Yeah. And by the way, I think A.J. Brown might get some of those calls because of his reputation as being a great player. I think, like, we have great players that yeah. might get some of those calls. But, like, this whole theory that there is a grand scheme to make things easier for the Chiefs is a psychotic theory, and it is it's a loser theory.
Yeah, and can you imagine if that were undiscovered? I mean, if that was uncovered.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's like, there's no player or team that's worth the bubble being burst of the NFL.
No,
so they're not about to do something like this knowingly. Now, can you argue officials can be enamored by certain players and they allow certain things to go, or they call things a little tighter with certain players? Sure. I mean, that's what we call human nature. So I understand that part of it. And I'm not saying it always happens, but I'll say this. I love the sport too much to go down that road, because then you lose all faith in the sport.
Yes.
Yeah, like, so.
Then,
like,
how do you know any game you're watching?
Exactly.
Well, especially someone that played in the
league.
Right.
Well, and we never got to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, so, you know, I get where the perception is that. So I'm not saying people aren't crazy that it seems like the Chiefs get all the calls or what have you. But if you think about it, I mean, it wasn't a referee call that hit Patrick Mahomes a yard or two out of bounds against Cincinnati in the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
That wasn't that. I mean, we all saw that. That was a legitimate call. But that play got them in the Super Bowl.
By the way,
and that's on the player.
By the way, Saquon Barkley held on a touchdown play that the Eagles had the NFC Championship game. Clear hold right in front of everybody. They didn't call it. It wasn't the – you know what I mean? Like, these happen every game.
Well, I also think we put it on the Chiefs more because we see the Chiefs.
We see them more, yes.
They play in so many more big games than other teams do. Yep. Every week during the regular season, I see clips of people on Twitter being like, how could this be quarterback roughing? The league has decided to protect the quarterback, and it seems like Mahomes gets more of it because Mahomes plays in way more big games. Games, right? Yeah. So I agree. It's clear. I mean, it's obviously not an NFL scheme to help the Chiefs. Like, that is clearly not what's happening. But, like, does he get favored every once in a while? Yes, but we also just see him more. And so it feels like that happens more.
Yeah. And by the way, they take advantage of whatever benefits they get.
And people bring the Bradbury thing up. Like, Bradbury said he held. Now, you could say don't call it in that spot.
Right.
But he did hold against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
This happens with every great team.
It does.
This exact same thing happens with the Patriots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brady gets this. Brady gets that.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, they definitely cheated though.
Well, that was more.
Yeah, that was more of them though.
Yeah, they cheated.
There was in no cahoots with
the league. Didn't help them out on that one.
No. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. Yoshi, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
Baby. What's up, E man? Yo,
what
I get so good at this. Like, I'm gonna crush it every time. Like, I'm going to crush it every time.
You're gonna be right there ready when I go to you. I love you, brother.
I'm be right there. Hey, Spike, you know, I know a winner when I see one, especially if he ain't losing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been drinking. I drink. I take a sip now and then. Don't make me a bad guy. It is what it is. But Jalen Hurts don't drink during the game like I do. That's what makes him an elite quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that sound like what them players be saying, man. What's that? That boy, they be chasing and call up and just want to go and fight next, boy.
That was actually a good impersonation. That was pretty good.
That's all I heard while the conversation was going on. Spike. I know your dad, Spike. I met him once or twice to check in, Pete. You know what I'm saying? We go way back. I met him 2 different years too. But we go way back. Been around. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. I'm so happy to talk to y'all. You know what? Y'all did sound a little lethargic yesterday. I was like, them boys is out getting cranked. Or something. What they said, crank, something like that. And Jack, you've been sounding calm as I don't know what for the last 2 days. Like, you ain't grew up since you've been in New Orleans. Yeah, you've been sounding laid back. I mean, you don't sound
I feel like I'm, like, annoying on remotes, so I'm trying to not be annoying.
You're annoying on remotes?
Yeah, I feel like I'm overbearing on remotes.
It does go up a little bit.
So I'm trying to...
Well, you know what it is. You don't have your drops.
Well, I don't have drops. I don't have the glass in front of me.
You have less to do, too.
Well, I'm grinding over here. Yeah. Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying not to spit on nobody or anything. What's that? I understand, boy. What's that?
Again, there's no spitting.
Well, there's a lot of spit. We have plexiglass up in front of Jack so we don't get spit on.
Everyone on Radio Row, no one's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about it.
E-Man, you catching a lot of heat, what's name, for everything you down there doing. But I'm going to tell you what it is. Ever since you beat my man in arm wrestling, he's going to hold you accountable for everything, boy. Because you get one on him. You can't out-talk him. You can't beat him when he got his laptop and whatever's going on in that evil, that sinister mind of his. So, you better let him beat you in arm wrestling. And then what's the
Wow, we all know we can't do
bit,
that.
Right
yeah.
now.
Well, we're going to get a fair rematch.
I'm even stronger now.
Well, I'm stronger, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, you've been lifting?
250 push-ups a day, my brother.
You don't do 200. You do 250 push-ups a day?
Yeah, you want
no,
me to do it right
250
here?
Push-ups a day.
I do.
That's an absurd
We just don't
amount.
See it.
And
That's
I
a
do.
Crazy amount of push-ups.
Well,
I'm impressed.
Feel it. I want you to feel it. There's something there.
Yeah, well, there's something nothing there. I don't know if it's 250 push-ups.
I do them in 50 in groups of 50.
Well, I guess to be fair, you're putting up like 70 pounds.
Wow.
This little troll.
I'm saying you're a skinny guy. It's not like.
I probably don't weigh that much different than you.
I weigh more than you would think.
I weigh 155 pounds. What do you weigh?
Oh, yeah. I'm like 165.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. It's not that big.
Two fatties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm impressed. 250 is a lot. I can't do that. All but right. I can beat you.
I just called up to start a fight with them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Hey, but for real, man, like. I just hope whatever they do as far as Jalen concerned, what's the name, whoever gonna call them calls, the offense, and just get the right dude, man. Whether you and I'm with Spike and Jack. I would rather see a new fresh face, somebody that I could get excited about. I mean, hearing that what's the name is Nick's right hand man and everything. I love Nick, but his right hand man calling plays. That got me a little like squirmish or whatever.
Yep.
But just get somebody that's really gonna bring the best out of Jalen, like Spike said, and everybody stop hearing Spike say Jalen and thinking he's talking about the boy. He plainly said it's something there. That means he believes that this kid is better than what he is seeing, and we want to see that. I love Jalen, but I do believe that you need somebody, you need that Ben Johnson type person that's gonna get the best out of him, running the ball, passing the ball, more so passing the ball. So this offense really can evolve and be what it really supposed to be. It's great what it do right now, but it can do a whole lot more. And I can't wait to y'all get back home. Can't wait to see y'all on Friday, man. Love y'all, cats. Go Birds!
Go Birds! We will be there. We will be at Chickies and Pete's on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll be in New Orleans. We're not going to miss Chickies and Pete's Friday.
I'm going to miss Chickies. That seems like it'll be a good day.
Yeah, it'll be a good day.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Back to your calls right after Jack tells you about appliances and National Appliance Warehouse.
Listen, you got to make sure.
Yep.
The big game on Sunday that your house is all appliance up and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Tons of more, twice as many appliances as you have right now.
Exactly right. You have people coming over. There's a lot of pressure.
Yep.
That's where National Appliance Warehouse comes in. And what's going on right now, you got to take advantage of it, is the President's Day Mega Sale. They're always making sure that your dollar is stretching further. Tax-free Delaware helps with that. great savings events like the President's Day Mega Sale, and also Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that will instantly update price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price at another store. So that's a National Appliance Warehouse difference. On top of that, you're going to get a great experience. Mark Smack and his team truly, truly value. You walk in, you feel like you're a part of their family. So knowledgeable, smart, engaging, that's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. But on top of that, you're also going to get the right appliance. The most important thing, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Budget, Gen Air, all the best appliances for you. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Now, if you're part of Jack's family, now you'd be part of the National Appliance Warehouse family, but if you're part of Jack's family, that means that you get chores. You got to shovel. When they're shoveling to be doing,
yeah,
you get a
does.
Weed. Yep, yeah, yeah. 215-592-94.
Or my neighbor.
Yeah, or your neighbor. 215-592-94-94. Dennis in Warrington, you're on WIP. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys, what's happening? Getting into this, well, before I get into the referee stuff, I'll tell you right now, the Eagles will win this game Sunday. And I'm not a better, but any prop bet on Jalen Hurts, take the over, because I think he's going to have an incredible game on Sunday. But getting back to the refs, it's not so much that I think it's rigged, but they need to do something about it because it's totally incompetent. These referees are totally incompetent.
No, they're
and
not.
The solution I have is you get two challenges every half. Why can't you challenge whatever you want? When James Cook's face mask is getting held for 3 yards, why can't you challenge that?
Because you can't challenge something that wasn't called. You can't just go a play and find something that was there.
I think like face mask is fine. I think where you get a little in the weeds is a lot of these are judgment calls. It's a slight hold, but it's technically a hold. A face mask, I'd be okay with though.
I want less replay. I want no replay at all, to be quite honest with you. I don't want the game slowed down. There are so many calls. You could do this. Here's the problem with what you're saying here, is that you could probably call a hold if you wanted to on half of NFL plays. And you really want a flag thrown every time you think there might have been a minor hold?
But I think his point would be the team could select which plays they wanted. Like if it was an important hold, like a touchdown gets called back or something.
Yeah, but those are judgment calls.
Yeah.
And to your point, the way that you fix this is not with more challenges and a wider variety of challenges. It's forgetting about the referees and stop letting it own your brain like that.
I agree.
It seems like you're giving no context to how sort of difficult the job is when you have five guys rushing, five guys blocking, all grabbing and pushing as hard as they can, the best athletes in the world running and cutting and all of these things. It is an incredibly difficult job, and a lot of their job is judgment, is seeing things in the moment. It's very, very difficult. I don't think they're incompetent. They're not perfect, but I don't think they're incompetent. And I also just like, if you're better, you'll win. The Eagles have only lost 3 times all year. The refs have worked out just fine. We're a really good team. They're probably the 2 best teams in the NFL are playing in the Super Bowl. Like, we got to the result we wanted, you know? Go ahead. What do you say? What are we talking about?
I'm going to tell you what it signals to me. Here's what I don't like about it. Sounds like we're scared we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what it signals to me.
Looking for an excuse already.
When you're
already
complaining about officials before the game even plays itself out, how do you know we aren't going to be beneficial of a bad referee call?
Right.
Right? And then everybody else is saying something, but we're not going to have a problem with that.
Like we were in the Commanders call. We got the pass interference we wanted. We didn't get the whole thing we should have been called
on.
Right.
Like that's my whole thing with this. It's one thing if it happens and we react to it after the game.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yep.
Because now you're reacting to something that happened. The Bradbury situation, okay, you think they shouldn't have called it. It was clearly a little bit of the tug of the jersey. They called it tight. Whatever. You can disagree with that. But to go into a game concerned about the officials doesn't say to me that you really believe we're better than the Chiefs. Because what do you think the refs are going to do? Just out and out blatantly take the game away from us?
Right. Square, award them touchdowns?
Yeah. Like what do you think is going to happen?
And to your point, there will absolutely be a call in this game that is incorrect that goes against the Eagles.
Of course, it happens every game.
That's what I'm saying. So if they lose, there will be a play that everyone
that you're
can
look
focus
back
on.
To. Yes,
and I don't think it's coincidence. When we think of the 2022 Super Bowl, the two things people think about the most are the field and the Bradberry call. And while those are important, they don't have much to do with how the team plays.
Did they
tell
they
you
got
what, I don't think about those things the most. I think about not going for it on 4th and 5 at the 15-yard line, or 4th and 6, whatever that was.
Right.
Obviously, the fumble that led to a touchdown. But that's even like 3rd or 4th on my list. I throw that damn punt return in there.
That was a big one.
Like, those are the things I think. I don't think about how much we slipped on the field and the sod father and all that nonsense. I don't, because I can look at other things that we could have done to overcome that stuff and still won the game. We played well enough in that game to have a chance to win. Obviously, you can't fumble the ball. Now, I've always argued, and people think that's what cost us the game. Let's say Jalen didn't fumble the ball. We do realize it would have been 4th and 7.
Yeah, that's
8.
A good point. I'd forgot about
it.
It
would have been 4th down. So he was already tackled for a loss. That's how the ball came
out.
It
was field position.
The only thing we lost was field position.
Yeah.
Right? And who's to say the Chiefs, you punt to them, who's to say they wouldn't have gone down and scored?
Well, Gannon was the coordinator.
Well, that's why I don't necessarily blame the fumble on the loss of the game. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We should have won that game. Let's get to this game Sunday. We're the better team. We need to go out there and play Sunday. Let's stop acting as if we need some boogeyman. There's some boogeyman out there that's not going to allow us to win.
Yeah, we're not that Philly anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? We have the best offensive line in the game. We have the best running back in the game. We have the number one defense in the game. Like
top 5 quarterback.
Sure.
Well, 10. Top 2 if he wins.
Yeah.
But
what if he loses?
If he loses and plays poorly, then of course it affects the ranking.
Stay 6 or 7.
Yeah, but he's still top 10.
Right. No. Sure.
So, all right, let me ask you this. If he loses and plays poorly, will that impact where you rank him?
I have
no doubt.
Nothing can happen in this game. It's going to change where I rank him.
Yeah, his rank is solid.
And where do you have him?
Like 12 to 15.
All right, well.
Well, it's also, I do quarterbacks that take over him.
Okay.
That's how I rank him.
All right. Right. I just think with this game, too, though, when you talk about like the refs and like, the Eagles could play their A game and still lose. Like, the Chiefs are an awesome team.
Sure.
So if the Eagles play well and lose, it will not be because of an extenuating. Like, the Chiefs have won 2 straight Super Bowls for a reason.
It's the 2 best teams in the league.
Exactly.
Yes, this is it.
This is the 2 best teams in the league.
And the league does not want you to remember a call.
Yeah.
That's the last thing they want you to remember. They want you to remember great plays and all those sorts of things. All right, 215-592-9494. 1 hour left in this WIP afternoon show from New Orleans. But coming up next is everyone's favorite portion of the day. Now, are you locked in for this, Jack? I don't know if you're locked in today.
I'm excited for this one.
Okay, for the top 5 of 5.
Yeah.
That's worrisome to me specifically.
Do you want to give us a hint?
The best things that happened last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things happened last night.
I'm just letting everyone know, it starts with an all-time Elliott story.
Oh, last night? I don't think I know an Elliott story from last night. Oh,
yeah. Elliott. Well, yeah.
Can I
mostly
tell you this?
Last night.
Elliott looks unhappy. So Elliott knows whatever the story is.
Yeah. It'll be fun to talk about.
Okay.
But yeah, we got to break down what happened in this Elliott situation.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Your calls as well. 215-592-9494. We are in New Orleans at Radio Row for Super Bowl 59. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.